The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State visits Purdue on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Urban. With the news today of Nick Bosa opting to, you know, just move on with his rehab and things like that and move the NFL, but who are guys that you now see definitely urgently need to know they need to step up as this season goes along to fill that role, so to speak?
Well, the guys that have, you know, you wish Tyreek Smith, who's a very talented guy, was a little more established and experienced, but he's getting better every week. Obviously, you have John Cooper, Chase Young, Jay Sean Cornell, and Tyler Friday, the guys right now.
And do you, as you look at Nick's situation, do you at all see that becoming a trend as the years go on? Obviously, his is kind of unique because he wasn't going to be probably ready to go until November anyway. But are you concerned that could be a trend going on with guys with talent projected high in the draft could opt to sit out if things don't go exactly right that year?
Oh, I don't know. I think, I can understand, but haven't really thought about it. You know, I think every person is, you know, every individual is different. And I don't know, Tim.
Thanks, man.
Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hey, Urban, I was wondering your reaction when you were met with Nick and his family and they told you what his plans were.
Well, it was very emotional. We love Nick. He's the Bosa family has been obviously awesome for Ohio State in the program. And Nick is a first-class guy. He's very strong in his faith. He's very strong in academically, and so it was very emotional.
Were you surprised at all that was ultimately his choice to not come back?
I was hopeful, like all of us were, but I can't say I was that surprised.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question is from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Coach, good afternoon. Obviously, with this decision with Nick, and you went through this with Denzel Ward, who opted to skip out the bowl game. Is this just a case-by-case basis for you as a coach where this is just part of the challenge of having a team with this much talent?
Yeah, if the question is, would you like to continue to have talented guys? Of course so. I just, I certainly understand, and we support, especially when you're talking about two high-character, classy people like the two names you just mentioned, Nick and Denzel. So it's just something you got to deal with and move forward, just like early entries to the draft. It happens, and you got to go.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, what type of a blow is this mentally to the team, the players, where, like you said, you were hopeful he'd be back maybe, you know, for that Michigan State-Michigan run, and now he's not. How do you talk to your players about this?
Well, this just happened. So still debating on how to do it, and we as a staff are.
And towards the lines of your team, through 7 weeks, you're number 2 in the country, you're undefeated. What are you happiest with when you look at your football team, and where is the biggest area of concern as you get ready for this game against Purdue?
Well, we've, like probably most teams, have dealt with some significant people missing games, but other guys stepping up and playing well in their absence. So that's number 1. Obviously, offensively, you're very pleased with the execution of the pass game. We need to continue to work in other areas. And then defensively, you know, there's been some good scoring defense. We're pretty good. The big plays are the concern, and we're working extremely hard on that.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Austin Ward, Letterman Row.
Hey, Urban, not a Nick Bosa question, but when you look at Damon Arnett, I think you said yesterday he was questionable. How have you guys evaluated his play, and how important would that be to have him for this game?
Yeah, he's a good player. Obviously, when you're facing a team that throws it as well as Purdue, that's a key guy.
If he can't go, who would Sean Wade be the third corner, or what way would you guys go there?
We're not sure yet.
Okay, thanks.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. You've praised Terry McLaurin repeatedly compared him to Evan Spencer. At what point in his Ohio State career did you realize that he might be special kind of in that way?
Talking about Terry McLaurin?
Yes.
Oh, I want to say 2-3 years ago or 2 years ago that he really, you know, he was a guy, he's a self-made player now. He came to camp and we didn't offer him, and he came back. I told him there's some things you have to work on, and boy, you could tell he worked on it. And he's just been an awesome guy. He's, you know, he's a star of our Real Life Wednesdays. He's been on many internships. He's got a great life outside of football and in football.
Yeah, I mean, he just seems like a guy who kind of has it together. Is that right?
Oh, A-plus guy, yes.
All right. Thanks, Urban.
Your next question is from Laura Schmidt, 105.7 The Zone.
Urban, I know that Nick Bosa is departing, but I expect that he would still be around. Is that your expectation as well? He'll still be there during some of the practices and game days and whatnot?
I think the family is still kind of working on that right now. That might be a question for them. I'm not sure yet.
Okay, thank you, Urban.
And your next question is from Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Urban, at the press conference yesterday, you looked like you were visibly in some discomfort. I don't know if you were having headaches. I guess that some people are worried, like, how are you doing? How is your health? And how much does stress bring this on?
I have dealt with the headaches this year and last year, but I'm doing fine.
Is it something that's, I mean, it doesn't seem like this used to be an issue a couple years ago. Is this just... is there an update?
Well, I did. It's a cyst that I deal with. It sometimes flares up, and medication helps it. And it's been going on for a few years now.
Right. Okay. Not worse or not better?
It's fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Your next question is from Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Yeah, Urban, I believe Haskell Garrett played a little bit at defensive end the other day as well. Do you see him mixing in that rotation at all, too?
Yeah, that was really primarily because Cooper was out for the game. So we'll need him inside as well.
How do you feel like the defensive line as a whole has played since Bosa's been out? And what are the biggest things you've had to adjust with not having him on the field?
I think they've played pretty good. You know, obviously you take one of the best players in college football out, and that's an issue. But, you know, overall I think they played pretty good.
Thanks, Urban.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, in a way, are you happy that – I don't want to say happy. Is it better that Nick Bosa announced this now instead of everybody wondering and building up that hope as maybe you got closer to those final two games? Is this better for the team that it came out now?
Oh, I don't know. That's probably a good question, but it's also recent. I haven't really thought about it.
Thanks.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.